views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, TalkFamilyRadio.com. This is Dr. Bass from Stairway to Heaven, and my guest is the Bishop Edward Schaus of a Temple Praise Church. And his subject is tearing down strongholds, and I'm very glad to have him. Bishop, would you like to say something?
Well, it's good to be here with you, my friend.
Glad to have you here.
Yes,
glad
sir.
And we're going to be talking, he's going to be teaching our, on this subject today about strongholds. And like to say before I get started, I'd say give a shout out to my wife and my co-workers at the Mount Carmel Lab Hospital over there off of Schrock Road, and they are doing a good job. So, ladies, this is my shout out. I'll give you another holler out. So, before we get stuck, before I go any farther on this, I'm going to turn it over to Bishop Schaus and he can start teaching. Bishop?
Well, it's good to be here, and certainly in these times that we're in, we need to hear some good news and hear some good instructions. And I just figured that I would talk about tearing down strongholds today. There are a lot of strongholds being built, and when you look at what's going on in the world today, man, I tell you, it's hard to believe in anything. You get your mind set on one thing and somebody else comes with something that tears that down, and you get your faith built up and something happens and that's torn down. So we need to hear the word of God. That's the thing that keeps me. I know that people call us Bible thumpers and all of that, but it's the word of God that I trust in, and the prayers of the righteous. So tonight we just talk about tearing down strongholds. These are things that are built up in us. Sometimes they are built from our youth up. There are some people that you would never change them because the stronghold has been built. The only thing that would tear it down is the word of God, understanding and being spirit-filled. I certainly believe in being spirit-filled. A lot of folks don't believe in that, but I believe in it, and I've seen it work. I've been in church since I was 14 years old. I'm 77 now, and I have no regrets. A lot of things I've missed, and it was for my good. So I'm glad to be here to share the word of God with you. Everybody's not going to agree with what I say tonight, and it's not about you agreeing with me. It's about you getting some help to help yourself. If I may, I will start from basic scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Bible students, Sunday school students, and others, my fellow laborers in the Master's Vineyard, understands this scripture very well. It reads such, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. There's that word, strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So there has to be a tearing down, it has to be a tearing down of strongholds, because these are things that hinder the flow of the Spirit in one's life. Perhaps you want to say that everything is fine with you, and maybe it is. I listen to people, they have those catchy phrases, too blessed to be stressed, and I'm on the mountaintop, and I'm God's best, and all of that, and that's good. That's good testimony. That's good cliches. But sometime in your life, let's just face it, let's just come down to earth, there comes a time that stronghold, that thing that you have hidden in your closet. Every one of us has got a closet, and they're full of skeletons. Mm-hmm. And we have a master lock on it, and we don't want anybody going toward it, much alone trying to pick the lock. So strongholds in your life, you have to deal with them. You have to. You may walk in denial of the fact, but I'm here to remind you, as long as you're on the top side of the earth, breathing every day, there is a stronghold that you have to deal with. Now, I speak of the word salvation. Salvation, everybody knows about salvation, and it's our job, my job, to point everybody to Christ, and I'll continue to do that. Salvation is the first stage of God's plan for any of us. He wants to conform us to his character and let us have power in the image of him. Now, we understand what the word conform means. It means to make similar, to bring about harmony and agreement, or in accordance and agreement. And we have a lot of stuff out here that our young folk are being conformed to. Some may look at various things that are going on that are not in the church, not spiritual, and might want to conform themselves to that. I want to be like that. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do the other. But we have to make sure that we are leaders, and that we as parents, we are teaching and living the right thing in front of them. Now, to do this, to pull down a stronghold spiritually. Now, we know that in the regular thing of a stronghold, a fortress, a mighty place, it's mentioned throughout the Bible, and we understand it's a fort, a fortress. But on the spiritual side, in order to have a good strong hold with God, you must have an intimate relationship with him. You got to believe that he is, first of all. And on the other side of that coin, there is an adversary. We call him Satan. You call him the devil. You know what it is. You might even put a name to it, so we won't get into that. But Satan will build and control areas in your life. When you look at, just for instance, our city of Columbus, I live on a main street. I live on a main street. And I hear the police. I hear the firemen. I hear first responders. I hear them flying up and down the road. Recently on 270, we have a situation over there with people getting shot. And it makes you think, unless people get an intimate relationship with God, you're going to have this kind of stuff. Now, our legislators can sit over there on High Street and write laws and make laws, and the policemen can try to enforce them. But until a person's heart is changed, you can write all the laws you want. You can say all you want to say. But until the change comes from the inside, that stronghold is torn down, it's going to be the same as we go on. The pulling down of strongholds is the demolition or the removal of that old nature that we have on the inside. During this political season of war, and I say it is a war, they're battling hand over fist to kill each other, people need to change their heart, and you're seeing a lot of what is in people's heart. Now, I love that scripture that says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. There is a change, and the question comes to mind about that stronghold, and I've already given you the definitions. It's a fortress. It's a place having a strong defense. In the spiritual, it's the attitude of one's mind. The mind must be conformed to the will of God. That's no big secret. That's no big thing. If you want to be delivered, and if you want to wage a successful war against Satan, you must first remove that which defends the enemy. The Apostle Paul speaks of the stronghold of Satan, and he talks about the thought patterns. Before we can claim victory, before we can pull down any stronghold, we must remove Satan's armor. You got to know something about your enemy before you can go to war with him. You can go to war, and I know a lot in the Christian side, on the spiritual side of it, we sang those songs, I'm going into the devil's camp and take back what he stole from me. It sounds good. It sounds challenging, but let me tell you, you better understand that you're going against something that is for real. Satan is for real. Do you remember the Lord threw him out of heaven, and he took a third of the heavenly host with him? And those fellows are still alive and doing what they do. That's why we have so much trouble. So you better be well prepared to go in. You can't just walk in to Satan's camp, as it were, and take nothing, because he's already watching you. He's got those that are watching you. He's got his cohorts that are watching you. And if you're not spiritually elevated, if you're not spiritually strong, I tell you, you're going to be defeated. Ask those fellas that went up to Ai the first time. When they asked Joshua, and Joshua sent them up to go look at Ai the first time, they came back and said, oh, we can handle that. You don't need to send everybody. Just give us a few folk, and we'll go up and take care of business. Man, when they got up there, you know the story. Those guys in Ai, they wore them out, killed them, chased them back. And see, the leader felt bad. Joshua felt bad about it, because he sent them into a stronghold and they had no strategy. So here, you know the story. Joshua's on his face. He is feeling so bad. And the Lord speaks to him and says, get up. Israel has sinned. Stop praying. Get up. And see, the next time they went to Ai, they had a strategy. They knew how to go in and tear down the stronghold. And a lot of folk have problems going in and tearing down strongholds within their lives because they have no instruction. They may go to church and they may be in Bible class, but my question is, are you listening to what is being said? Are you going to follow the dictates of what the leader has told you? We have some good leaders. We have some good preachers. We got some good pastors. I don't care how folk talk about it, say we want the money and that's all we're interested in. There are some folk that are genuine pastors who care about those that are following them. And see, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, you go out here messing with the devil, you don't get whipped. I'm going to tell you straight up, you're going to get wore out, and you're going to need them to come and pray for you. So now, being in the army of the Lord, we have the power, because he gives us power. He gives us the right to destroy the enemy. And see, you can't play with the devil. You can't play with your enemy. Those of you that were in the street, you know that if you got in a street fight, and you got to swing, and you better give it all you got, because if you didn't take them out, they were going to take you out. And I tell you, even though I've been saved since I was 14, one of the worst fights I ever saw was a street fight. It only took one lick, one hit, and the whole block erupted in fights. And I tell you, that was a terrible thing, and that was back in the day. And I can imagine now the cities and places that are having those kind of things, what they're going through. So you have the power. You can cast down vain imaginations. When the Lord Jesus came off of his 40-day fast, and let me tell you something, a lot of folk act like they can't be touched by the devil. I'm here to tell you, I just want to ask you this question. Now, when Jesus went on his fast, 40 days, 40 nights, in the wilderness, driven in there by the Spirit, when he came out, who was the first one he saw? It was Satan. And Satan immediately attacked him and started challenging him, telling him and asking him and offering stuff to him. Now, if Satan came after Jesus Christ, the anointed one, what do you think he's going to do to us, flesh and blood? Oh, we're not glorified. Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the grace of God, all of us would be doing crazy stuff. But because we have the Holy Ghost, the supernatural power of God, it keeps us, it sustains us. It keeps us from getting into trouble. Jesus had to fight Satan with the word. And see, Satan knew about Jesus because he knew Jesus would be hungry, offering him food, offering him all of the prestige and everything. So we got to understand that if we want to demolish all these theories and these cults and these reasonings and these things that are out here, you know the scripture, Jesus said it himself. It said many false Christs and prophets would arise. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, they are here. They're not hidden anymore. They're very bold. They are out here. And if you're not rooted and grounded in God and in a church where the pastor preaches the truth, where the pastor really puts it on you, and see, you're not always going to agree with the pastors. I'm a pastor's preacher. You're not going to always agree with us because we see things that you can't see. See, if you saw everything that we seen, you wouldn't need us to be your pastor. You would already know. So I understand something when people, don't agree with their pastors. Look, my father, the great Bishop Q.L. Wilson, my father, amen, I got saved in his revival. And there were many times we clashed because I didn't want to accept what he said. But you know, in the end run, at the end of the day, what he said meant so much. And what he said has allowed me to be in the ministry today. So we've got to avenge all of these things. The word of God is what takes us through. It's the word of God that keeps us. Now, in the Old Testament, the stronghold, that fortified dwelling, was used as a means of protection from an enemy. Remember King David and King Saul? Well, David and King Saul, however you want to pronounce it, they hid in a fortress. They was in the mountain, in the wilderness, at Horish. That was a physical structure. It was built into the mountainside. And you really had to be on your P's and Q's to get in there to get your enemies. But David, the Bible says, David abode in the wilderness, in strongholds, and remained in the mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him. And this is what I'm talking about, strongholds. God will deliver you from strongholds. You might think that I'm in it too deep. You might think I'm too far out. You might think that there's no hope for me, but I'm here to tell you there's hope in God. There's people that have a testimony. That's why I tell people, tell your testimony. Let people know that God will be to you just what he was to everybody else.
Okay, Bishop, hold it right there.
We got yes, sir.
The break. This is talk. Listen to Stairway here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And if you want to listen to, comment on, make some remarks on the subject that Bishop is speaking on, you may call us at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And come in and let us know what you think and how you feel. So this is regular wave radio, should be heard. This is Talktainment Radio. Stairway to Heaven, your host, Dr. Bass, and his guest, Bishop R. Shouse. Bishop, continue on.
All right. Now, getting back to strongholds, tearing down strongholds. It's a fact that a stronghold can be a source of protection from the enemy, from the devil, if we want to speak it. Psalms 18:2, David says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." Man, he could be everything to you. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. If you're trusting in anything else other than God, you're setting yourself up for failure. He goes on to say, "My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." See, you can get advantage on your enemy when you get up above them. A lot of folk don't have the advantage of anything because you can't walk on the earth with them. You got to get up above your enemy. Your vital points is above where you can see what they're doing. See, the question comes to mind, how does the devil defend his domain? Now, a lot of folk, and it sounded good years ago when they testify and say the devil has no power. Well, hold up a minute. I found out something here. Hey, man, the devil does have some power. He don't have all the power. He don't have the power, but he has power. And I'm telling you, he's the prince of the air. He's got a domain. He's got some things that he can protect. And guess what? He knows you. He knows what you like. And one thing I found out, I don't know about anybody else, but he don't bring you nothing that you don't like. He bring you what you like. He knows what you like. If you like to drink, yeah, well, he knows what to put in front of you. If you like women, he knows what to do. Come on here. So he knows, and he'll deal with you. He'll find a weak saint, a weak-minded saint. Did you not know that you can sit up in church and go to hell? You can sit up in church and go to sleep and not hear what the word of God is telling you. You may miss it, and the devil be waiting on you. And by the way, he comes to church too. He knows scripture. He can shout, he can dance, he can even say a word. See, but that's when you have to turn on your discernment. You turn your discernment on, you can see right through it. Come on here. So he'll get a weak-minded saint that has no prayer life, one who lets dust build up on the Bible from not using it at home, a saint that misses prayer and Bible study. And you know, with this pandemic, we have really took a blow at the church, because with all the modern technology now, you don't have to go to church. Hey, you can sit at home, you lay in the bed, you can watch and listen. But now, one thing I want to ask you, now, if you get sick, the Bible says, call for the elders. Now, you're going to get up to that television and tell the elders lay their hands on you. You know as well as I do, if a hand came out of that television, you know you are done. So this thing has really spoiled and hurt us, because people now, there are some folk that will never come back to church because they found an easy way. I can stay home and watch it. And I've heard this before. So-and-so is my preacher. Well, he's a big evangelist and all of that. But if you get sick, I wonder if he'll come and pray for you. If you have a death in your family, I wonder if he'll come and preach the funeral for you. I wonder. That's something to think about. But anyway, the devil will get those saints that's full of gossip. You know, you got one. Every congregation has got them. Somebody that's always built up on garbage. They like to spread garbage. They like to live on the garbage dump. They like to be in the dump digging up stuff and talking trash all the time. And the devil will get them. He will give them an excuse. And if the preacher put it on them too heavy, they will change and go to another church. And you know, we could stop that. Amen. If we request a letter, when somebody comes from another assembly, request a letter and then get in touch with that pastor and ask them, what about Sister So-and-so? What about Brother So-and-so? And get the true story. Because so a lot of times I found out in church work, we just pass the problem from one church to the other, when the stronghold really needs to be destroyed. It needs to be taken down. They need a deliverance. And I am a deliverance preacher. I believe in the laying on of hands. I believe that God will deliver you. I believe that God will heal you. God will sanctify you. And God will shut your mouth when you talk too much. And the church said amen on that. Now, amen. Now we look at these weak-minded saints. They won't seek God's direction. They're in a backslidden state. And you can be in the church in a backslidden state. I'm telling you, you can sit up in the church and go to hell. Because you won't change, you're stubborn, you're mean, you're nasty, you got opinion of everybody, you're nosy, want to get in everybody's business. But I like this old cliche here. Said, I got 6 months to mind my business and 6 months to leave yours alone. So you know that you'll stay out of trouble if you have that. Then their attitude causes their altitude to be low. They fly low. And see, you can't walk with chickens and expect to soar like an eagle. Eagles don't walk on the ground, they soar in the air. So I want to tell you that we have to strive every day to tear down strongholds. Look, man, I'm not exempt. There's nobody exempt from it. We have to deal with strongholds. The devil has built them, and we've got to do. And then, didn't you know, I'm sure y'all heard this, especially church folk, that's just the way I am. Well, then that scripture that I quoted, amen, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Let me tell you something. You might have been the world's greatest fighter. You might have been the world's greatest cusser. You might have been the world's greatest deceiver. But when Christ comes in, there is a change. And I'm not talking about a change on the outside. They used to have what they call whitewash. You clean up the yard and stuff and whitewash everything. But when it rained, it washed all that was done down. You could really see what was beneath. I'm telling you that when God will deliver you, you are delivered. God will keep you. He'll keep your mind. He'll keep you straight. He'll tear down a demonic stronghold. Amen. And anything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, that's a stronghold. And Paul said it, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And let me tell you something. I don't have no bragging rights. You don't have any bragging rights. We are what we are because of the grace of God. If it wasn't for the grace of God and the shedding of his blood, his son's blood, we would not be here. We would be doing crazy stuff, doing all of the rioting and the hurting. Yes, 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 yes. They took the slang or the theme Black Lives Matter and they tried to make everything out of it. Let me tell you, all lives matter. God sent his son. His son came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And I don't care what color you are. I don't care what color you are and where you came from. Your life matters because God sent his son to save us. And I tell you, unless we get our minds changed, it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. And you can read your newspaper, well, not the newspaper, but you can listen to your evening news, amen, and you tell people's minds, they have gone out of their mind. And then, you know, you have some of these folks who say, I'll give you a piece of my mind. Let me tell you something, that's what's wrong now. You've been given a piece of your mind. You ain't got much mind left. I tell folk, don't give away your mind. Keep your mind. He'll keep your mind. He'll keep those whose mind is stayed on the Lord. And I understand that when a child of God has been converted and full of the Holy Ghost, hatred, meanness, evilness, can I call the roll? All of this crazy stuff that's going on, anything that is dark cannot dwell where Jesus is. Do you remember that when Jesus, wherever he went, there was light? And the scripture records that light has no fellowship with darkness. And let me tell you, light and dark can't shack up together. So Jesus, and the devil, they can't shack up together because they just won't work. So when you hear the scripture, light has no fellowship with darkness, that means there's no shacking up. You either going to be on one side or the other. And I tell folk, you know, I tell them, look, if you're going to be in church, be in church. If you're going to be on the Lord's side, be on the Lord's side. For whatever you do, don't straddle the fence. But the Bible talks about it. It says no man can serve two masters. One of them going to get shorted. One of them going to get cheated. So I always say, look, and the words of my late father used to say, if you want to go to hell, get on out there and go to hell straight out. Don't go to hell in a cramp. Go on out there and do what you're going to do. Amen. And in the end, you and the Lord will straighten it out. See, you got to understand, a demon cannot have you in a possessive sense if you refuse, amen, to let him do it. In other words, you got to repent. That is something that a child of God needs to have in their life every day. Every night, I shut my eyes. Lord, I repent. That's part of my prayer. I repent because some things you do, you don't know that you've done them. So I ask the Lord to forgive me, and I repent of everything that comes against the word of God.
Okay, thank you. We got some more coming in the second half, but right now I'd like to say to my YouTube family and friends and everything, hey, we'll catch you next time. And I'd like to say, the mind is nothing but a garden, what you put in it grows. But I always remember this, that we will be back. And YouTube friends, see you the next time.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
It's our dream for life that's healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 8730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hey, hello, hello. This is Stairway to Heaven, and I'm glad to be back. And my guest is Bishop Dar Shouts, and this program goes with Stairway to Heaven, is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church, Bishop, where the Reverend Kaiser Jones Jr. is the pastor. Also, I'd like to say my special guest, and it is my best special guest and my best friend, the Bishop Edward Shouts, and his topic today is from Tearing Down Strongholds. And before we go back into the sermon, I'm like to say a shout out to my wife, Patricia Smith, Evangelist Patricia Smith, and especially to my guitar player, Joe Woods. Prayers go out to him, hoping that he will continue to get stronger in this illness. And I like to say this, don't worry, the keys are still together. We just got some illness in our group, and we are trying to wait till this pandemic gets over with, because you know, it's hard, you know, when you're singing out there and working, and some just comes over and take over. So this goes to, shout out to my wife, my sisters, and my nephew in Texas. He's listening in all the way from Texas. So, hello, man, this is your uncle. Give me a big, big shout out. Okay, Bishop, got anybody you want to shout out?
Yes, I want to shout out to the Temple of Praise family, the TOP. They are my family. I certainly love them. And my wife and my son and daughters and all of my friends that I know, and they know me. I have some folk know me that I've forgotten, I guess it's old age, as they say. You know, getting old is not bad. It's just inconvenient.
Yeah, it is. They say the mind goes first.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help us, help us.
Yes. Like I said, you got a convocation coming up.
Convocation is going to be virtual. It starts next week. And it's a new thing for us. We have never done that before. 60 years. And I've been at every one of them. And this time is going to be a little distance, a little different, because everybody's going to be doing it from their home or wherever they do it from. So it starts next week, every night at 7 o'clock. Amen. We have some good preachers.
All right, this is the Caldwell singing. Charge to keep. All right, that was the Caldwell singing Charge to Keep. And, you know, we all got a charge to keep, and hopefully that, you know, we can hold on to that. I'm going to turn it right back to Bishop and let him go ahead on. Bishop?
Thank you so much. I want to give a special shout out to Lady Rosemarie Schaus, my partner for 54 years. Bless her heart. I love her, and she loves me. She prays for me, and we pray for each other. So a special shout out to Lady Rosemarie.
Yeah, that is my adopted mother. So.
All right. Now, you got a good one there, yeah. I tell you. Well, let me go back into this deliverance. I turned down strongholds. Let me just start here. talking about deliverance. Now, deliverance can't come until we become honest with the Lord and ourselves. Don't ever get to the place that you believe you, just because you're saved, you can't be deceived. Know that the devil is going to charge you. He's going to try you. But the Spirit of the Lord is what keeps the saint or child of God from being deceived. Deception is a trait of the devil. That's why the child of God must always be on alert. You cannot lower your guard. You can't drop your guard. You got to keep your guard up. You got to keep, got to stay with it. The Bible tells us for Christ's sake, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Now, we're in the time. You got a whole lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm listening. I don't say a whole lot, but I listen. You learn a lot when you just don't say nothing. Just be cool. Be quiet. See, the Lord is speaking right now to the elect. At that time when that scripture was written, he was speaking to his elect, the disciples. But that warning is good for us today. These words are good to the elect. You got to be on guard at all times. See, if you get headstrong and think that you got it going on, devil's already got you. If you tell me, and you may disagree, if you tell me that the devil doesn't bother me, could it be that he's already got you? You don't have to bother you if he's already got you. See, once the devil sees you have allowed your ideas and your opinions to crystallize and you remain in that state of spiritual immaturity, all kinds of spirits will attack you, knowing full well that they have a stronghold or a place to live. Now, they know that you are actually protecting them. How you say that, preacher? What are you talking about? Well, you know what the scripture said, when a spirit is cast out, it goes out seeking dry places, looking for a home. It seems it looks for rest. And when he finds none, when he don't find any, it comes back to where he was cast out. He looks at you and sees it's all swept and garnished. He goes get seven more, and they come in and abode. And the scripture says the state of that person is worse than it was at first. Now, you got to understand something. I watched houses being built, brand new houses. They build them. But before anybody can move in them, they call in a cleaning crew. They have to clean. I don't know where the spider webs come from. I don't know where the spiders come from. I don't know where the bugs come from. I don't know where the dust comes from. But they have to have a crew to go in there and clean. So don't tell me I don't do nothing. I don't bother nobody. I'm just too much. No, you got some bugs in you. You got some dust that's unsettled. You got some cobwebs in you. Man, you need to be cleansed and then filled. You know, in deliverance work, we cast out, but we need to learn how to put something in. You cast out a demon, put something in. You need the Spirit of the Lord to go in there. Remember what I told you on the other side? Light and darkness has no fellowship. Well, another thing that we run into is rebellion. This is something that tears up churches, tears up homes, tears up relationships. And church folk get an overdose in rebellion. This is an area where they get plenty of that. Samuel and Saul, remember that conversation, 1 Samuel 15 and 23, where it says, "For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou have rejected the word of the Lord, he also rejected thee from being king." That was the final remarks to King Saul. See, when you allow sin, stubbornness, and rebellion, and other things that are not like the Lord to rule your life, you are not conforming to truth. Satan feeds on it. He builds himself a stronghold. Now, did you not know that the devil feeds on sin? Where there's a habit of sin, you expect to find demonic activity there. The sin habit, whatever it is, it becomes a dwelling place for that spirit that robs you of your power and of your joy. If we're going to be conformed to the image of Christ, then we have to use him as our pattern. In Christ, there are no strongholds, no wrong attitudes, no faulty thing possessed in his mind. Understand, we are the reflection of God. We are the righteousness of God and not Satan. When Satan comes your way, you need to tell him he has nothing in you. As you walk with Jesus, your thinking process will be exposed. Grace and power from God will overshadow all of your thoughts. And yeah, you're going to get some evil thoughts. You're going to get some mean thoughts. You're going to get some nasty thoughts because you're still human. Flesh and blood, you're still in flesh and blood. You're not glorified yet. I know some folk believe that they're glorified until something drastic happens and then you really see the real them, you understand. But you'll see victory come. And then you'll understand the scripture that says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Now, I understand that you might be tempted to surrender to a token sin, as they call them, or a minor fault, while the major problems may remain well hidden and deeply entrenched. It's these types of sins that are strongholds. And before you can become victorious, that area must be dealt with. You don't have to wait on the pastor or some evangelist or prophet or prophetess to call out every problem or fault you have. You know yourself better than anybody else outside of the Lord. So refuse to let the devil use your mind or your thoughts. If he gets your mind, he can control you, because the scripture tells us it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. You got to have a renewing of your mind. I hear James saying, submit yourself therefore to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and guess what? He will lift you up. And then Paul told us over in Ephesians, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So I'm just about finished here, but there is a prayer that I wish that you would just repeat or say after me. And yeah, I know you can't write it down. You won't write that fast, but this is a prayer that I wrote at the end of this sermon. It simply says, Lord Jesus, there are areas in my life, that I have not fully surrendered to you.
As I have not fully surrendered to you.
Lord, forgive me of compromise.
Give me a compromise.
Give me courage.
Give me courage.
To pull down the strongholds in my life.
Pull the strongholds in my life.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind and destroy. The satanic influence.
The satanic influence.
I submit myself. To the light of the Spirit of Truth.
The light of the Spirit of Truth.
By the mighty weapons of the Spirit.
By the mighty weapons of the Spirit.
And the Word.
And the Word.
By faith, I proclaim that the stronghold of sin.
I proclaim the stronghold of sin
within me is coming down.
Within me is coming down.
By faith,
I want
only one stronghold within me.
One stronghold within me.
That is the stronghold of Christ.
That is the stronghold of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
For forgiving me.
Thank you, Lord.
For cleansing me.
See, that's just a simple prayer. You don't have to be all fancy and everything, but
okay.
That's it.
Okay. These must be the humble sons out of Dayton, Ohio. A new song called It's They New Cut. It's a wrong.
The world. good right now. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Okay, that was my humble son, Bishop. I enjoyed you. I enjoyed that lesson today. And that's going to stick with me for a long, it's going to stick with me for a while. I'm glad I had you here. I'm going to bring you back.
Okay.
I got some more dates. I'm going to bring you back. And, you know, I'm going to like make this announcement that, like I said again, I'm going to send this out to my wife, who was listening, Patricia, Evangelist Patricia Smith, and we'll give our love. And I also like prayers for brother, our guitar player, Brother Joe Woods Jr. He's ill. And tomorrow, I like to say this, we lost one of the legends here in Columbus. Former late member Cheney, known former member of the Gospel Clouds of Joy of Columbus. And his funeral is tomorrow at, I think, Boots Funeral Home.
Smoots
on Livingston.
Yeah, yeah.
And he passed last week of a heart attack. So I was told that he had caught the coronavirus. They took him off the ventilator, and that Saturday morning he died of a heart attack. So they have his funeral tomorrow at I believe at 11 o'clock. That's when they have his funeral, and that's one of the legends of the Gospel Clouds of Joy. Mm-hmm. Also, with that, since I guess he's the last one that left, my brother-in-law Bill Rass was one of the lead singers of the Clouds. He's gone. And I did some programs with the Clouds a few years back. I went to West Virginia with them and did some programs when I played for the Gospel Heavyweights and Julius Cheeks, and I helped the Clouds out when they didn't have a bass player. But, Cheney will be well missed. Every time he had a smile, keep a smile on his face and everything. He would talk, one of the nicest guys I ever known. So his funeral tomorrow. And I pray that my prayers and heart go out to him and his family. And my niece, Tony, I hope that this is your Uncle Lewis. He's all there with you, and he will, you know, keep in touch with you. So hold your head up, sweetheart. Your uncle both gonna try to make it tomorrow, but hold your head up for that. Also, I'd like to say this, that, you know, don't forget the complication that the Temple of Praise is having. And I hope all y'all be listening and looking out for that, and you can give me a little more insight on that.
Yes, beginning on Monday, Pastor Roy Burns of here in Columbus, and then on Tuesday out of Pittsburgh, Pastor Herring, and on Wednesday out of Detroit, the Motor City, Bishop Joshua Ward, and on Thursday all the way from Houston, Texas, will be Apostle Alex Pickens, and on Friday, yours truly will sum it up, and we will have something to say. And on Saturday, we have a program called Kicking It with the Bishop. We do it every convocation, and like I said, all of this is new to me. They got it all set up, and so tune in at 12 noon on Saturday, Kicking It with the Bishops, where I just talk with the young people and let them grill me. Listen, you ain't been grilled until you have young folk get you and grill you. They grill you.
Yeah.
So, well, pray for us, and certainly stop by at the Temple of Praise, 517 St. Clair Avenue, and worship with us when you can. God bless you.
This is the late, great Mahalia Jackson. I dug this up. And my grandmother used to play this when I was small.
My wife's favorite singer.
Certain night here, blessed. Fair.
Yeah.